This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Many times people who have been listening to me over the years know that I bring into my focus on the air experiences that I have myself. And some of you may remember me talking about taking a trip to Italy last year to a place called Domenhur, which is basically a spiritual university. As quickly and tightly as I can describe what goes on there. And during my trip last year, I met a lady whose expertise is in the area of our past lives. Your past lives, if you care to explore them. My past life, which I do care to explore. And her past lives. Not that that's the focus. She's a great teacher, extraordinary personality. We've had some wonderful exchanges in the not only the time that I spent with her in Italy, but this past weekend, I spent a weekend talking about yet another past life experience that I've had with a group of people. And so I thought it would be, for purposes of all of us expanding our minds, certainly that's what Your Hidden Power is all about, thinking about things that are not traditional, that you may not be taught in whatever your religious experience is, or you may not find yourself comfortable thinking about stuff, which to me makes nothing but sense. That is the idea that we have past lives and the connection between what goes on here on our planet and elsewhere in the universe. It just makes too much sense to me. So I want to introduce you to Shama Viola, who is from Turin, Italy. I don't know. Turin is where Domenhur is, but where in Italy, Shama, are you originally from?
Well, originally I am from Ravenna, which is on the other side, is the eastern side of Italy, on the Adriatic Sea, a little bit south of Venice. But right now I live a little bit north of Turin, which is where Domenhur is located.
So, when did you realize that you had this interest or this connection to past lives, your own and others?
Well, I think the curiosity about past lives was always there, and even before going to Domenhur 17 years ago, I was exploring it in a variety of ways, like regressions, hypnotherapy, etc. But when I went to Domenhur, the interest in past lives was very easy to explore, because Domenhur has a very specific modality of doing that, which you have experienced, and it's very conscious. It's not even going to an altered state, but you're conscious throughout, and it's a way to remember it through feelings, through experiences that are facilitated by someone who guides you into these memories.
Would you explain a little bit more for those who have never heard, prior to me going to Domenhur, even though I have a close friend, someone who has helped me a lot understand things about life that I didn't understand before. She was the person that got me to come to Domenhur last year. I never had heard of it before. So for many people who may not have heard of Domenhur, even though it's becoming more and more well-known not only in Europe but all around the world, what goes on there? What is Domenhur all about?
Okay. Domenhur is a community, basically. And it was created 43 years ago by a visionary founder named Falco Tarassaco. It's a community that with claim to fame is that it has dug a temple inside a mountain. So a beautiful temple, a large, powerful temple of eight large rooms, very artistically decorated, and it was dug by the citizens of Damanhur inside this mountain.
You know, when I went in there first, I think I don't know if I ever told you this or not. I have been claustrophobic most of my life. And claustrophobia, it's like being afraid of heights or whatever it is. It's all in your head. It has nothing to do with anything that's real. It's just in your head, although it seems real. And the first time I went into this is when you go into these catacombs, into the temple, the rooms that are dug into the side of this hill. The first time I went in, I was extraordinarily claustrophobic. And then I sort of, something happened to me as I went in there. And I thought, you know, everybody else is fine. And this has been done by tens of thousands of people over the last 40, 50, 60 years. So why would I be upset? Why is this going to bother me? And so I snapped out of it, and I haven't really been as worried. Yeah. Did you ever have that feeling in there?
No, never, because I am totally in awe of the fact that when you're there, you forget that you are on the ground. You forget completely, because the spaces are large, the beauty is stunning, and the air circulates beautifully. You forget completely that you're on the ground.
Yeah, you do. All right, we're going to, let me pause for a moment here, do a couple of things. Then I want to get into the specifics of life as it was, and you can use me if you like. You're a very warm, lovely, wonderful woman who has such great knowledge, and I think I find myself, your message is so appealing. I think, however, we had, in our first encounter, I didn't get the program, which I often do not, because I think for myself, and I think, oh, well, do I really want to go down this road? But you have converted me, and there are a couple of different lives that I have experienced that you've taught me about, and maybe just through the example of what's happened to me, you can use that to encourage other people to find out more about what their lives have been about and why it's important to you in this life to know what your past lives were about. As we continue our conversation, I'm Doug Steffen with Shama Viola. Here's something that will help you immensely, and I'm here to help you. Even though you can't see me, you can look at pictures of me online. You go to DJV Show, you go to Doug Steffen Network, you can go any place where my name is, and you'll see a picture of me. And I have quite, and if I may say so for myself, if I was here with the ladies of the DJV Show, they'd laugh at me. I have an alluring smile, a white smile. And one of the ways I keep it is to use power swabs. Power swabs, even though I don't drink coffee or red wine or I don't smoke, but I do drink the some of the tea that we talk about on the air, and I noticed in the cup where I had the tea, there was a little brown circle. You know, that gets onto your teeth, and it's hard to, you can't just use toothpaste to clean them up, because that stain gets into the fiber of your enamel. So in order to clean it up, you need to try different things. People try whitening strips. They try special toothpaste. They try to do stuff with trays, and it's messy, and it doesn't often work. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's power swabs. Power swabs, clinically studied, using patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agents to lighten the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. So you just take the tube, you snap it, get the swab out, and put it on, and in 5 minutes you'll see the stains going away, starting to disappear. Keep using it every week. You can use it actually every four, five, 6 days. Power Swabs removes the stains on your teeth, gets rid of the stains on your caps, gets rid of the stains on your veneers. So if I give you the number, will you take advantage of this special deal? Tell them you heard it on the DJV Show. You can say, Doug Steffen, 50% off the price. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Do something about that smile. Make it beautiful again. Be proud of your smile. 800-208-1797. Again, tell them you heard about it here. Doug Steffen is the clear clue to getting 50% off on the retail price. 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Shama Viola from Damanhur University in Italy. So we're talking about past lives because she's an expert. She conducts classes not only there but all around the country and around the world, helping people understand what their life is about. So you've taught me about two lives, one in China and one I was a woman in a Central American village, and I was a man, a warrior. I've always been, or at least, I shouldn't say always, but in my two lives that I've learned about, I was alone. And I wonder how that helps me understand the fact that I've been alone much of my life in this life, Shama.
Yeah, sometimes the lives do show a pattern, and they're there to make us aware that what we are living now has been influenced by past experiences. And so for us to become aware, so the lives that we explore, really, that is the point. The point is to become aware that we have had experiences in other times, in other cultures, in other moments, in other lives, that these past experiences are still with us. We carry within these memories of other times and other situations. And these experiences create the multidimensionalities of us and influence us. And so we can connect some of the experiences of the present to these ones of the past. And we can do something about it. I'm going to make you an example. There was a life for me in which I was an opera singer. Linear would be my last incarnation. And I died in a concentration camp. And all through this life, my current life, I had a desire to sing. Well, it wasn't really my personal desire of this current life. It was that this personality, this aspect of me that was had been cut short was had the desire to sing, and mm-hmm. I was able to heal that because of awareness.
So it is, it's being aware. Let's talk in a moment about incarnations. I mean, the business of coming back, how often we come back, how soon after we die do we come back. We're talking about reincarnation, if you will, or living our lives from one life to another and having knowledge about that. On Your Hidden Power, 21 after the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For your time, because time is important, and the fact that you give it to us in any number of ways, whether it be listening to the program or the rescission of the program, that is the way you can get Your Hidden Power in a podcast, is to go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. As a matter of fact, the one that's there now, we have all of them archived. There's a lot of information about in a reference to astrology and tarot readings and stuff, and a conversation I have with George Lewis through singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls. George used his wisdom, his intuition to help people through astrology, and he spoke to me about maximizing your potential to a life that's rooted in wisdom and confidence, understanding other people through your soul's mission. I find this to be the kinds of conversations that are very, they're mind-expanding. So if you want to check that out, the current podcast of Your Hidden Power at Your Hidden Power Show. This conversation we're having with Shama Viola will also find its way to a podcast very soon. Shama is a representative of Daman Hur University. Her expertise is in past lives, figuring out how this works. So this is not something that you, however, Shama, do. You interpret the work of a group of people who spend their entire working day, their entire working life, going into the past lives of people who are inquiring. Is that correct?
It's true. There is a group of people where I live that have been doing this work for more than 35 years, and that's their expertise. They're able to allow themselves to see the lives of the people that send in their requests through sending in a photo and their birth data. These people, through divination tools that they're using and the photograph and data that you're sending, are able to see the life of the person emerge from the aura, let's say, of the photograph. And they're able to write it down. It's not that just one person is seeing that. It's that they are working together in a group, and they see the same thing. And as they see it, they write down their whole life. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is facilitate the participant to the course to connect with the life that was seen by these people, so that they can find that particular life, which obviously, if it emerged from their data and their photo, it's the life that they need to connect with at the moment, because it has a gift for them. It has something important for them to connect with.
Do you think most people come to you with that in mind, that they are looking for a gift? I don't know that I was looking. I didn't know what to expect, frankly, when I went to see.
Begin with curiosity. They want to know if they had other incarnations. And then they're surprised to find that actually the lives that they are exploring really make sense to them, and really they feel connected to this particular life. It was as if they are remembering that actually they did live a life back then doing that particular thing, etc. So they are amazed, they are surprised, and they like to continue the journey by taking more of the courses that I am offering.
So how often do we come back to this life, and how soon? Is it different for everybody? And how people must ask you all the time, well, how many times have I been here? I don't know that I asked you that, but I'd be curious at some point in time when we
remember
have a conversation.
That there is no time on the other side. So what can be for us 1 year or 1,000 years or whatever time, on the other side, it doesn't mean anything. So when we are on the other side and we choose to return, for us, there is no time. So we come back, we can go back, like maybe we die now, and then we find ourselves back 3,000 years ago. Because it's not sequential, there is not linear time. And time is a sea of constant present. Everything is happening here now. All that we call past lives are really concurrent lives. It's not easy for our mind to wrap itself around that particular concept.
No, it isn't.
All the lives are simultaneous.
Yeah.
And so our point of consciousness is here now, but it can very easily go back in time or in future lives.
It's
so
very
intriguing subject.
Yeah, I was going to say it's very intriguing. It's a positive way to find out more about yourself, just another way for you to deal with things that you might not really understand, but they're worth the time. I will tell you that. My experience with you has been well worth the time, and I look forward to seeing you again. Shama Viola, if you would like to be in touch with Damanhur, it's Damanhur, damanhur.org. For her connection and many others. 29 after the hour.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Four after the hour. This is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in my friend Uri Geller at urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Uri is a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator, mind master. The current edition of Your Hidden Power, the podcast, has a conversation with me and Uri. We're talking about what being a mentalist means and how the field of astrology has maintain popularity despite criticism, accuracy, talking about motivation. I came across something earlier, and I probably should spend more time talking to you about some of these things. Here is a motivation. The focus is on what we think and how it is that we are collectively what we think. If you feel loved, then it's because you think you're lovable. If you feel unloved, or happy or unhappy, if you're attractive or unattractive, powerful, weak, whatever it is, whatever you impress on your mind, you will become what it is that you're thinking. And I wonder if you think most people kind of get that and how important, how a powerful message that you send to your subconscious mind is going to reinforce who you are and how you are. I mean, that's something you have become a lifelong expert in.
Yes, Doug, I do believe in that, but I think it's not the only tool
that we have to change, for instance, our characters, our personality. It's much more complicated and complex, because also your upbringing has a lot to do with it. Also, the people around you, your friends, the people who you work with, your attitude to things. I've learned to wake up in the morning, and every morning I put myself into an attitude of gratitude. And if I do that, I feel happier. So there are certain things that you have to absorb and learn from life itself in order to shift and move and churn and shape your mind to become a more positive, or to lead or live a more positive life. You know, things happen outside you or around you that are not totally under your control. So you cannot control if, let's say, one of the people that you really love falls sick and dies. You cannot control car accidents. You cannot control wars. You cannot control the little trivial things of, let's say, they fire you from work or you have no money. So it's just, I think the people who say, oh, if you will feel loved, you will be loved. Not that easy. But I think you can work at it. And you can start right now as we speak. You just say, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to start feeling positive about my life. And you then trigger the law of attraction. You start visualizing and you start imagining the things that you want to draw, you want to attract into your life. And I believe in that philosophy too, the law of attraction. It really works.
One of the things that I read in one of our trades, one of the radio trades, was about high performance achievers and how this particular fellow ran his first marathon. You know, the Boston Marathon was a week or so ago, and it's the most famous marathon in the world. A lot of them take place around the world, but this fellow used his subconscious to get him into the point where he had the strength or the endurance to run this marathon. I would think that that's really a psych. You talk about psyching people out. You're going to run 26 miles, especially the weather here was awful that day, and yet people, they went happily along. It's a huge goal, and I think we all have goals, whether they're really big or not. I think maybe this is an example of somebody making up their mind to do something, but can't this be applied to everyday life?
Yeah, of course, psyching up yourself, psyching up your other people, motivating them, inspiring them. You become a motivator. Look at, you know, I met a lot of sports individuals, very famous ones like Muhammad Ali. Well, Muhammad Ali would psych himself up to beat his opponent. He would use visualization. He would imagine himself knocking out the boxer he was boxing. Even Formula One drivers who sit in cars and they just hold the steering wheel and drive as fast as they can to win, even they can psych themselves up to sharpen those elements in your mind, body, and soul that can excel you. Now, I'm a huge believer in that, Doug.
Well, I mean, you have to believe, we all have to believe in something, because if we didn't, whether it's believe in ourselves or believe in a higher power or whatever it is, I think this, in this circumstance, talking about the marathon runner, the most important thing to come away with there, and maybe this applies to almost anything, isn't what you're willing to do to win in a race like this, but what you're willing to give up, because the time that it takes to practice running something like this, or to be anything, the opera singers that are stars, or people who perform, and the amount of work that it takes is grueling. It requires that you give up something else in order to spend the time for that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And you know, since you're talking about excelling your life into something positive and winning, even look at the business world. If you ask 1,000 businessmen who made it big time, who are very wealthy today, if you ask them, did you ever think that you will ever reach such wealth? Most of them will say, yeah, since I was a child, I wanted to be a successful businessman. So when I said it depends on your childhood, it depends on how your parents deal with you when you're growing, when your mind is developing. All those things are elements for success. And I always say, you know, Doug, I look at myself and I've learned, at least from my profession, from my trait, is that the secret of success is originality. I'll repeat that again. The secret of success is originality. Mm-hmm. If you can come up with something revolutionary, something original, then you're bound to be successful. And there's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. If you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you can visualize, Doug, you can materialize. Because we are all the architects of our own lives. So it's really up to you. It's really in your hands. And, you know, you are a great living example yourself, Doug.
Well, I think there is, and I walked around my farm yesterday, I was thinking how thankful I was to have it and how much I desire to protect it. And it's a lot of work, but I have felt that it was worthwhile because it's a special place and it needs to be handled differently than most other pieces of land. It isn't just a piece of land. There's something spiritually very exciting about the place. It's a very powerful place. And I think if you tell people that story and they agree with you, all the extra help, like I tell you that now, and you'll put your thoughts to me being able to save the farm. And I know you will. And that all of these things, the thoughts that we all think individually become a collective, is like a storm. And it is very powerful. So you've again, given us a good lesson. I don't want to overdo to wear out the marathon metaphor, but it really is a pretty good one. And so are the examples that you gave. So thank you for motivating us, Uri. Go to Uri's website to find out more about what's going on with him and how he can help you. URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. It's 43 past the hour. Up next, our psychic scout.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
All right, back to our conversation here on Your Hidden Power. Mary O'Malley is our psychic scout, and her website is psychicscout.com. Pretty much it is the way it sounds. Mary has a gift as well. One of the things that the people who are on this program have gifts, but the people who listen to this program have gifts. And one of the things that you help bring out in people, their best. That's how I find that to be, anyway. My key to being interested in you is the wisdom that you have. And I wonder how often you check in with yourself, Mary. And maybe you can explain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you check in with yourself?
Well, it depends. I, you know,
really I should be doing it all the time, and I do it quite a lot, but for sure before I work with someone. And for myself, you know, we usually don't know that we need to check in unless we're in some kind of pain. You know, the things are going strangely, so, you know, I'll check in then and say, hey, what's up? I'm not a serious meditator, but mm-hmm. I tend to check in several times throughout the day, you know, a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. And it does make a difference. Keeps me grounded and helps me make decisions, you know.
Is it about pain? Is that the people who come to see you, who set up appointments, who want to learn more, is it strictly usually out of pain?
In a lot of ways, yes. Because, you know, pain is a signifier. It tells us something is wrong or something needs to be paid attention to. So it could be physical pain, you know, which is obvious, but sometimes it's emotional pain. We just don't feel right. We just don't feel good. And that's a signifier for us to check in and say, hey, what's going on? So I'd say, yeah, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, there's something going on with the person that's causing them to pick up the phone and check in and say, hey, what's up?
Well, I think there's something that goes further than that. It has to do with trust, I think. I think that people who live their life trusting others, people come to you because they trust you, or they'll come to you the first time because they need help, mm-hmm. but then they come back to you because they trust you. You're supportive. And that's really, in relationships in general, they have to be built on trust, do they not? You'd have nothing if people didn't trust you.
That's true. And I'm very adamant that, you know, I will relay what Spirit has to say. I won't sugarcoat it. I won't, you know, I don't just shoot from the hip and try to tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that what you're hearing is, you know, uncomfortable, then I walk it all the way through. You know, is that something you think you can do? Is it, you know, what happens next? And that's where some of my other modalities and skills come in.
Like, for example, give us other modalities and skills.
Well, I do the hypnosis. Sometimes it's a matter of changing the habit pattern. And just talking, you know, what is your fear? That's always the big question. What are you afraid of, or what are you afraid of losing? And so once we kind of get down to the core of that, and 7 or 8 times out of 10, once that fear is exposed, it disappears. Sometimes it needs a little more work. That's the only thing that stops us is our own fear.
Mm-hmm. You were listening probably to the conversation I had with the lady from Damanhur about past lives. You regress people into past lives. Do you find that it needs to be sometimes more in-depth and people ought to pay more attention to their past lives to help them in this life?
Sometimes. Everyone's a little different, but for a lot of people, it's clear it's something from past life, and they even feel it. They, you know, on some level understand that. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, it doesn't hurt to take a look. And I do it psychically also.
Yeah, no, I think you need to take a look. I think when you believe there's a reason for everything, you use all kinds of different things that are available in the universe to help things come out the right way. If you want some help, go to psychicscout.com and get a $25 discount when you use the code GOODDAY, 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957.
Again, the service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, this is Your Hidden Power. Check it out online at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The best of the conversations that we have here. Joining us now is the lady that I have placed much trust in over recent years, Maria Francesca Trilogy at smbworks at earthling.net, who is the best astrologer. I've been around a lot of them. And she is the best in terms of using the information intuitively, helping people understand what's going on in their lives. So I wanted to go through the wedding chart of the betrothed, the royal wedding's astrological chart. Meghan and Prince Harry, what do they bring to their union?
Okay, so first of all, we have to realize that it's a man and a woman. So we want to look at the feminine and the masculine, and then putting them together, they are astrological next-door neighbors.
Really?
So she is a Leo, and he is a Virgo, and that's signs right next to each other. So when we have those kinds of alliances, what's so critical and important, it's sort of their friendship. Now, they are very different characters, or I wouldn't say characters in that way, but characteristics. He is very earthy. He's a very, we always talk about sun, moon, and rising. His are all in Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn.
Which means what?
So, which means he's, you know, Mr. Stable, Mr. Responsible. Not a lot of, I know he shows off like he's a partier, but he's pretty, I won't say boring.
Stable.
Compared to, yes.
Stable. He's stable, yeah.
But compared to her, Meghan, who is quite the, what, not wild, but flash and fire and passion, she is a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And her moon is in Libra.
And so she's all about harmony and peace and joy and happiness.
But if she's a Leo, a feminine lion, she wants not to be caged. She wants not to be, learn this, it's like I'm a studier of that sign.
She is going to run the show.
Yeah. She wants to be number one, and that's okay. He has to recognize that.
Yes, especially in that position. And I think he will be happy to recognize it. He is someone who has pretty much, other than, you know, of late, of course, coming into his own, pretty much followed the rules, you know. And what's interesting is she has, her rising sign is Cancer, which is the same sign as Harry's mother.
Mm-hmm. Diana.
Mrs. Di was a Cancer, Diane. And she was born, Megan was born on August 4th, which is the same day as the Queen Mother. Not the Queen we have now, but the Queen Mother.
Right.
So there's some very, as I've always said, and when we get down to it, you will always find strong astrological connections, even beyond these two people, that somehow attract them and bring them together. So it is going to be an interesting combination, an interesting alliance, an interesting marriage, if the two of them can remain friends in the bottom line of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they will. You can see that there's a possibility here of, as they mature, of a friendship continuing to grow. And that's what we want, and that's in any relationship, is open communication and friendship. So we'll see how it goes. I'm only hoping he can keep up with her.
Well, that's it. I think that's part of it, is keeping his sign. What's his moon again? Where is his moon?
Yeah, his moon is in Taurus.
And his rising sign is what?
Moon in Taurus and rising is Capricorn. That's all three of the earth signs. And she has no earth.
None.
So he kind of grounds her.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination of things. And again, I point this out because I think this is the best way for people to learn about their special features and to learn how to stay friends and be together if that's your desire. So if you want help in that department, go to smbworks@earthlink.net for Maria Francesca Trilogy, and her help is a fabulous astrologer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.